Let's do it, everyone. It's time to make money by listening to the Go Long podcast. We were puffing our chest out pretty good last week, Jim. We were pretty proud of ourselves when we had a little too many hopping stances, and we made some poor selections on our Louis Locks. So we apologize if you lost money, everyone.
Yep, I'm blaming hopping stance, but it was a good blame because it wasn't, you know, the hopping stance was awesome, but obviously it affected our picks a little bit. We're now 17-12-1 on the season. That's not bad. It's not bad. Let's have a bounce back week, Tyler. Let's do it.
That's still really, really good against the spread.
Yeah, we're good. Let's get it going.
All right, you get us started. You're the most important person on this podcast. Okay, so let us know.
This is going to be a bet for the true gamblers. I'm taking the Bills in the first half, and it's -7.5 in the first half. Okay, that's the spread at halftime. So that's going to be a quick, good win. You don't have to wait to the end of the game. I think the Bills roll in this game. I'm not worried about Jacksonville scoring. So Bills first half, -7.5. My second game, the Cleveland Browns, +2.5 at Cincy.
You like them outright.
I'm reading all the articles, how great they are without Odell. Let's make them prove it. It's time for Baker to prove it. Let's see what they're all about. And my last game, and this is gross because I think this team is terrible, I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles +1.5 at home against the Chargers.
Wow.
Tyler.
Against the Chargers.
Detroit. We both took Detroit last week against the Eagles, and it was embarrassing. But there's something up with this spread that tells me Philly might pull this one off. So those are my three: Philly, Cleveland, and the Bills in the first half.
I like it. I got three totally different ones.
Good. I love it. Let's go.
The game that everybody has circled on their calendar this week, the Houston Texans against the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I love it.
The 1-7 Texans are going to waltz their way right into Miami and win. Getting plus
Tyrod.
5.5. Tyrod Taylor, baby.
Tyrod to take care of business. Tyrod and David Culley are borderline unstoppable. Okay.
I mean, really, they are. They were taking it to your Cleveland Browns earlier this season. So
they proved it.
I really wish that we would have gotten Fitz and Tyrod back in Buffalo for those games. That would have been a lot of fun earlier this season.
Different, completely different games.
Yes. I know it. All right. And then here's two interesting ones. Got to do Packers Chiefs. The Chiefs are favored by a touchdown. They're favored by 7. I'm going to go with Green Bay on the road. I think Jordan Love is good. I think the team around him is great. And I think that they find a way to win this game outright. I do. And then finally, let's go to Monday night, Chicago, Pittsburgh. You heard us talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin and how they're winning games on this podcast many a time. They're going to cream the Chicago Bears. There's really no doubt about it. I don't think that game is particularly close. And that's it for the Louis Locks. Thanks, everyone.